call down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
In the turn three, Paris knocks on the door, looks to the inside. Chris Green hammers car 65 off turn four to take the checkered flag. Mitchell Paris second. Josh Harris, Showtime, Nathan Pierce, and Cookie Evans round out your top five.
Satterfield slips as well. Chapel gets loose off the corner. Satterfield goes by. Brandon Satterfield, your main event winner.
Higgins with the lead, head noses to the inside. He gets to the bumper. Higgins a little sideways. Here comes the catering. Kenneth Head, they'll go side by side into turn three. Luke Sorrow looking for room. Heading off turn four. Higgins gets sideways. They touch coming to the line. Oh my goodness.
He's looking now for the checkered flag, and it is in the air. Dustin Lightning Rod, your winner in Predator 350 over Bradley Gillespie in the four of Ricky Bridgman will round out your top three here in Predator 350. And that will be a wrap on this main event here at Foothills Raceway.
No threat out back yet. Here comes Gray, slips it up high. Robinson will try for it. Into the side he goes. Lee Gray will win. Robinson slides up the track. Everybody scatters as Billy Rushton takes second. Dale Timms third. Jeff Crowder fourth. And the 18 of Justin Sims rounds out the top five.
And welcome into another episode of Driving the Hammer here on your podcast feed. The penultimate episode, the last one before we know the champions of the top three series in NASCAR are. Joey, how excited are we for this one?
Very, very. I think Homestead was a really good track for the finale, and thankfully next year Homestead will be back in the fall. But I feel like Phoenix is a perfect mixture of short track and intermediate. We saw that last year. We saw some awesome racing in all three series last year. I expect nothing different.
Yeah, I expect nothing different. It's been a wonderful time. This track has produced some good races. It's produced some duds, obviously, but it's all in all, it's been great. So I like the idea of a rotating championship, where a track gets the championship for like 3-4 years at a time. I'd like that, but without that, I'm fine with how we got it. But Joey, got some other things to think about. The racing in Martinsville this past weekend was intense. All three races were fantastic. Left a lot on the table for us to talk about. So let's go with the first one, obviously, the truck series starting us off.
A wild race at that. Every year you go into this final race, the round of eight, you're like, okay, we know who's kind of safe and who needs to win. Obviously, the one with the best shot at making it was John Hunter Nemechek on points. But even he had some nervous moments in this race.
A very interesting race through and through, top to bottom, where we ended up with some drivers you wouldn't expect towards the front of the field. Zane Smith leading a bunch of laps. Todd Gilliland leading a bunch of laps. Chandler Smith getting up and fighting up in that group as well. But the main incident that made things very confusing is John Hunter Nemechek punted Austin Wayne Self out of the way at one point. Austin Wayne Self comes back immediately and intentionally puts the four truck in the wall. Day's over. And we see how fragile a seemingly insurmountable points lead can be when a guy below the line is staged up to win. It came very close, but Hunter Nemechek did end up squeaking his way in there. Ben Rhodes and Matt Kraft and also making it in. But Joey, Zane Smith getting the victory.
Yeah. We seem to forget that Zane Smith did make the championship four last season as well, but this time, a restart happens. He's in third place coming to the white flag, but the leaders wreck each other, and he's just in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, he had a really good truck. He led a significant portion of this race. He had to track down Todd Gilliland and couldn't seem to get around him, but that last caution helped him out and put him in a good spot. Carson Hocevar also was in a position where he could have won and went in. Got close. But Zane Smith, Ben Rhodes, Matt Crafton, and John Hunter Nemechek, the final four heading into Phoenix for the Truck Series. Now, Joey, the Xfinity Series, also an interesting race.
Yep. Austin Cindric and AJ Allmendinger are not having trouble like John Hunter Nemechek in, so they secured their spots during the race. Guys like Harrison Burton, Noah Gregson, Daniel Hemric,
Austin Allgaier.
Yeah, they were all battling for those final two spots.
Yeah, all fighting it out, doing everything they could. And an interesting strategic play. I thought this was probably the most interesting portion of this race. Noah Gregson is starting to run away with this. After Daniel Hemric has led a significant portion of this race. Don't forget that part. Allgaier is running second. He's pretty okay on points if a guy below the line doesn't win. His teammate, Noah Gregson, was below the line. So Allgaier moved out of the way to let Hemric try and chase down Gregson. Not a team move, doing everything they could to get the 7 team in the final four, which if Justin was able to make it to Phoenix, has been very, very good there.
Yeah. And once again, the racing gods just won't let Daniel Hemric have a win.
Yeah, not quite able to hold off on the final restart. Ends up finishing third in this race, so not an 11th second place finish. So Gregson, Cindric, Hemric, and Allmendinger will be the final four heading into Phoenix this weekend. The Xfinity Series. Joey, you and I had the privilege of attending the Cup race.
Yeah, and our seats were great. Racing is one of those weird sports where it's better to sit higher up than lower. But even with that,
I think at the end of the day, we kind of benefited though.
Yeah.
So, in this race, basically right from the jump, Ryan Blaney having issues, getting punted by the 3 car and the 8 car, never able to really recover from this. So, of the 8 people left, he was pretty much a moot point. Joey Logano also had some pretty significant issues throughout the day. It just wasn't ever really all that good. He didn't get to make it up. Brad Keselowski, he fought his way and tried to keep his way in there, but not quite able to do so. And Kyle Busch just couldn't get the points he needed. There was a 3-way fight at the end between Truex, Keselowski, and Kyle Busch for that final spot. And Martin Truex Jr., on picking the upper side on the final restart, managed to gain just enough positions to hold true and make his way into the championship four. Chase Elliott was pretty much locked in for the most part. Kyle Larson was. Joey, the most interesting situation is what happened throughout this race to Denny Hamlin. From the beginning, of the race, he failed pre-race inspection, so started from dead last. Sped on pit road at one point, had to go back to the back of the line, fought his way all the way to the front, leads a significant portion of the final stanza of this race after Chase Elliott has dominated. But the 48 car of Alex Bowman comes out of seemingly nowhere, gets loose, knocks the 11 out of the way, takes the lead, is able to hold it on the final restart, and Alex Bowman gets his fourth win of the year. As Steve Lovender put it, is this one of those races Alex Bowman accidentally wins? Yeah, yeah, it was.
Yeah, Alex Bowman now has 6 career wins, which is pretty amazing if you think of it. Look at the way his career has gone. But Well, the interesting stuff started right after the checkered flag. Coming to the checkered flag, Brad Keselowski tried to punt Kyle Busch, and Kyle said in his post-race interview, what was he going to do there? He needed to win. That wasn't going to do him anything. And then Alex Bowman comes up to the start-finish line to start celebrating his win, and all of a sudden, Denny Hamlin's up there, too. Obviously pissed off. But Denny interrupts.
Right, and rightfully so.
I mean,
that's the second time this year that he feels like he's lost something because of a punt. He feels like he could have won the regular season championship if Chase Briscoe didn't punt him out of the way at the Indy Road course. He feels like he had a chance to get a third win on the year, if not being punted by Alex Bowman. Yeah, but that is what seems to have been the case. But continue. You can finish what you were saying.
Oh, whoops. I'm forgotten now.
It's all good. But Denny getting it in the way of the victory lane celebration. What you were on about.
Yeah. And he interrupted Alex's celebration. Thankfully, his crew chief, Chris Grabehart, said, "Think big picture," and got Denny to leave the situation for it got worse. Let's be honest here. No, it didn't look bad up front, but Alex didn't have his belts on. He was ready to get out of the car, so.
Yeah, that was an interesting situation. That it was something. But Alex Bowman denying 2 different drivers, well, 3 if you think about it. Denny thought he should have won this race, but then Alex Bowman holding off Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski, both of which turned out at that moment because of the finishing position of Truex Jr. needed to win to get in. Finishing 2nd and 3rd, so close but no cigar. Sets up just an extra storyline that could be playing out when we head to Phoenix this weekend. And honestly, I'm super excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, me too. Alex Bowman, the hometown kid from Tucson, Arizona. I don't know necessarily how close to Phoenix that is. Or more specifically, Avondale, where the track is located. But if I think I saw something a couple days ago where it's like the town is buying up some billboards to celebrate Alex's best career season so far.
Yeah. He got Ally's first win as a primary sponsor, a points paying race. He's repeated that three extra times on top of that. So that's cool. So, speaking of which, moving on to news and notes of the week. Junior Joyner was not happy with Trip Bruce at the end of the trucks race and the whole situation. Just everything about the end of that race was there was no respect. Jeff Gluck pointing out the obvious theme of the post-race news conference is lack of respect. Sure seems to be a growing and disturbing trend. Matt Crafton says the solution is to start beating someone's tail. Nemechek says NASCAR needs to step in and penalize blatant situations. One of which he's talking about is Stuart Friesen just absolutely dumping the 38 truck to try and get the lead back.
I mean, I can see that argument. It's like, are you here to race for the win, or are you just going to move someone out of the way? Like, bump and runs are different. I can see both sides of the argument.
And it's weird that Stewart pretty much obviously intentionally wrecked the 38. But he was also one of the ones that said it needs to come from the top down to try and police it. Sheldon Creed said that he has enjoyed his years in the truck series and won't miss it. Mostly because of this lack of respect.
I mean, I agree with him. It's like, you see the most successful Cup Series drivers, the way they got to the top level. Yes, some of them are aggressive, but they know how to control that aggression because the races are longer. The equipment's more expensive. First off.
Yeah. And then, like, you see it played out a little better on the higher levels, but, like, the Truck Series has been rough for a few years on that front.
You go back to the Knoxville dirt race. That race was just terrible in general.
It was. Then we move on to some radio from the Xfinity race. Joel Gragson was in a must-win situation. He punted the 54 at one point. And Joey, do you remember what Ty Gibbs said on the radio?
No, I don't remember it. Go on.
Anyone got Matt Kenseth's number?
Oh, yeah.
Was going to dump 9 car. But at the end of the race, Noah raced a clean, pretty much checkered restart with Austin Cendric. Got all the way around and won himself a grandfather clock. He earned some respect from me as a racer in that move. Wasn't super aggressive, wasn't anything like that. The job done.
I mean, you look at it, the races Noah's won this year, he's done. He's earned those wins. I think that's that's his progression as a race car driver, is to not be overly aggressive in situations like that. Just, you know, go for the win. If the situation calls for it, maybe you can bump them out of the way, but... Overall,
yeah,
four of the five wins that Noah has in his Xfinity Series career have been earned. You can say the Bristol race against Allgaier was a little cheap, but still counts the same, I guess.
It all counts the same. So, I think what might have been the funniest part of this whole situation between Alex Bowman and Denny Hamlin came up in post-race. Denny, on NBCSN, the track, he was getting booed hard. A guy from Virginia be booed that hard in his home state, I imagine, irked him a little bit. He doesn't like... He thinks Chase fans are brain dead, I believe, is the quote. Something to that effect, the quote he said. Just, that's one thing. But on top of that, called Alex Bowman a, quote, hack, in that he was effing terrible. Alex responded with, "I got more wins than you." And then started selling a shirt that just said hack on it.
Chase Elliott said in his post-race comments, after he was told of what Denny said, he's like, sarcastically, obviously, he's like, "I'm gonna lose so much sleep tonight.
I might not sleep at all."
And then, of course, Chase Elliott, you know, left Martinsville and somehow got to Game 5 in Atlanta.
Oh, by the fourth inning.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin tweeting out, "I don't expect you to understand my emotions. You don't see the time I spend working on my craft. I don't see the work these teams put in. You haven't been taken out twice in the last 10 weeks, one costing us the regular season championship and the other nearly ending our season." Which I can't argue that is a fair point. But it's also, I don't think what Alex did was intentional.
I think it was just hard-nosed racing.
What Chase Briscoe did to him at Indy was absolutely intentional. I don't believe this one was.
And that situation somehow diffused the fact that Brad Keselowski took out Chase Elliott 30 laps or 40 laps earlier.
Somehow missed that one is one... I don't think that all Chase fans are stupid like Denny's implying, but there's some people I feel like have the shortest term memory I've ever seen in my life. Because you mentioned that. Brad Keselowski punted the 9 card out of the way. As we were leaving, you and I walked by two people in Chase Elliott gear that were saying, "I would have much rather had the 2 car in than the 19. The 11, whatever he said. But it's like, I'd much rather have Keselowski in than Denny or something along those lines. And I was just like, you do realize your driver got spun pretty much intentionally by the guy you're talking about, right? Do know that.
Denny's quote verbatim was, "Chase fans don't think straightly," which I don't think straightly is a word, but...
It's a whole thing. Bob Pockris also pointing out, and this is, honestly, I'm a big fan of this, four drivers that have led the most laps this year are in the championship four. Larson has led 2474, Hamlin 1502, Elliott 858, and Truex 793.
And they've combined for 17 of the 35 wins so far. 16 to 17.
Along those lines. But Joey, I think what might have been one of the funnier incidents of the day. How about the backmarkers getting into it?
Oh yeah, Quinn Half and
Quinnidator.
Forgot the other driver.
Joey Gase.
Yeah. Like
whoever was in the 52.
Like caution comes out, then all of a sudden the turn two grandstands are cheering. We're like, what's going on? I'm just like, the backmarkers just got into it, didn't they? That because it was so instead of being 10 laps down, he was 15.
Which is what the NASCAR app said. That race was so much fun to see in person. It was such a different vibe. But also, Denny Hamlin post-race said, it would be a disservice if someone other than he or Kyle Larson a disservice if someone other than him or Larson won the title.
I mean, I don't necessarily think that's true.
He also added that any of the four drivers would be deserving champions, though. But Denny Hamlin this week in the media center reminded me of Tony Stewart's going into the 2011 finale. Like, Denny just doesn't care.
So does this mean that Denny's going to pass like 150 cars or however many Tony's passed?
It was like 190 something. It was something stupid.
Because Tony, he started close to the front. He went to the back because he had a piece of debris goes through his grill.
It was a whole thing. Apocryphus pointing out, it is official now. With the NBC Sports shut down at the end of December, races that aren't on NBC will be on USA.
Perfect. And also for 2022... it'll be the first time since 2009, I believe, that more races are on
network than cable.
Yeah.
19-17. In the Jeff Gluck weekly poll, Martinsville was polled at 92.7% yes.
It was a fun race, what can I say?
It was interesting.
Short tracks,
please.
Bring back Rockingham, bring back North Wilkesboro.
Yes, please. Formula One teams could be set to take part in show and tell sessions next year to explain car updates. Fan. Also, now another crew chief for the 2022 season on the sixth car for Brad Keselowski, Matt McCall, joins Roush Fenway.
I don't think that's a bad move. I mean, if Brad had it his way, he'd probably take Paul Wolf with him to Roush, but Matt McCall's, he's been around for a while.
I like the move. Honestly, I really do like the move. Also, Rick Hendrick was asked if Alex Bowman's a hack. He responded, "Describe a hack. I don't know what that is. He's won four races and Denny's won two. If he's a hack, I'd like to have more of them."
To be fair to Denny, if things went his way, he'd probably have like 7 or 8 wins on the season.
Probably.
Including Richmond, which Alex took from him.
So, also going in, Arca West will finish this weekend as well. How about this, Joey? 7 drivers will enter Phoenix with a chance to leave as the champion of the Arca West. Top 5 are separated by 6 points.
Ooh, baby.
Jesse Love, Paul Pendrincelli Jr., Jake Drew, Joey East, Cole Moore, Trevor Huddleston, and Todd Souza. All 7 of them have a shot at the Arca West title.
It's going to be a bunch of fun racing at Phoenix.
Also, here's the other thing, Joey. This will be the final Gen 6 race.
Yep, it will indeed.
First 4 drivers to win in the Gen 6 have all since retired. Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, Matt Kenseth, and Casey Kane. All 4 are no longer racing. Some ups and downs, but all in all, I think the racing has been pretty all right. I'm just excited for a change, and we're going to try and see what the Gen 7 has to offer, right?
Yeah. All we can hope for at this point. Which, obviously, I don't think it's going to change the racing at Daytona that much. We all know that, but
I don't think so either.
Just for the clash that comes up fairly soon, if you think about it, but
just under 100 days away.
Now we're still on this topic. November 3rd, yesterday at this point, I'd say. NASCAR announced the Wheel and Modified Tour schedule for 2022. Which consist of this schedule, beginning at New Smyrna, going to Richmond, Langley, Riverhead, Jennerstown, Monadnock, I don't know how to say that, Riverhead again, Ball Stadium, New Hampshire. There's PBAs on July 30th, August 6th, and September 24th, so I don't know about that yet. But in between that, you got Thompson Speedway, Oswego, Riverhead again for a third time. And the Wheel and Modified Tour will close out their 2022 campaign at Martinsville Speedway October 27th, 2022. So, a four-day race weekend.
So you know to have some fun.
Or race weekend at Martinsville next year.
A bit of a sad note. Martins Motorsports will be done after this weekend. Tommy Joe Martins opened up with his journey. The journey of Team Martins and the rewarding moments that no fans ever saw. In an article that Toby Christie wrote an article on TobyChristie.com. But yeah, fan favorite Tommy Joe Martins will be done.
Sadness.
Also, in other sad news, Zane Smith's future remains uncertain because it signed with Ganassi for 2022, but that contract means nothing once Trackhouse bought the team. But since it was still technically in lockstep, he still does not have a ride for 2022. really unfortunate. But Joey, one last thing we got to talk about going forward. Got to be excited about this one, Joey. Final race weekend of the year, Phoenix, Arizona, all three major series. In fact, Formula One also has their Mexican Grand Prix this weekend, which will be pretty big. But, Joey, main crux of everything right now is champions will be crowned.
Excited. Are we going to go with the favorite choice, or are we going to go with a surprise pick? Which, really, if any of these drivers win, it's not really a surprise, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chase and Denny obviously have been really good at Phoenix over the past. Kyle Larson's been pretty good.
So has Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr. won here in the spring.
Completely forgot about that. It's been so long.
It was like the fourth race of the year.
But they're all pretty good there. Xfinity Series, same thing. But for me, I'm going to stick with my guns here. This doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win the race, but more than likely they will. I'm going to go with John Hunter Nemechek, AJ Allmendinger, and Denny Hamlin.
I'm going to go with a little bit more chaotic. Zane Smith gets the win. The Truck Series gets his title. Xfinity Series will be Noah Gragson. The Cup Series will be Denny Hamlin.
Sounds like a fun weekend. And if Denny does win Sunday, you know the celebration will be both great for him, not so great for the fans. As they will boo him to death.
What is it that what is it that Kyle Busch always says? Like, as long as they're making noise, I'm doing my job.
Yeah. Which
I don't see what the problem is.
Speaking of Kyle Busch, he will have to partake in sensitivity training for a word he said in one of his post-race comments, which is not great. It's not a word that should be used at all. It's a word that affects a lot of people, and obviously Kyle feels bad for it. He knows he shouldn't have said it, but...
I respect that he apologized forthright before any of this even, like, any, like, fines or anything started coming up. Respect that. But moving past that for the moment, Attaboys of the Week, you got to give some nods to some guys that, I mean, obviously your championship contenders are interesting. But, I'm going to give ones to guys that weren't competing for anything other than just to run well. But Parker Kligerman got a sixth place finish in the Truck Series. Jeremy Clements and Alex LeBay were 8th and 9th. The Xfinity Series. And Eric Jones in the 43 car. An 8th place finish in the Cup Series. That's big. All of them.
I'll give an attaboy to, obviously, I know the race didn't play out in the way he would like at the end, but Todd Gilliland. He's a couple bad breaks from being in the championship four, if you think about it.
Yeah. Also, I didn't even mention this one. How about Corey Heim got an 11th place finish?
Yeah.
So, we'll do it on that front. Joey, we have one episode left. And when we do this episode next week, we will know who will have hoisted the trophies in Phoenix.
Yep. After
be fun.
After next week, we'll take a little break, and then when the F1 season finishes up in December, we'll come back and recap the last four races.
And then after that, we're done until pre-Daytona.
Yep.
So, it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it. And Joey, let's make the last show a good one.
Yep, we'll do our best. We'll crown some champions once more.
Alrighty. So, for Joey Ellis, I've been Alan Ellis, and this is Dropping the Hammer. And if you've been enjoying us this season, and can't wait to close it out next week.
It's been fun.
Building. Thank you and good night.